Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Leslie Kossoff back on the show. Leslie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of one of my favorite books, Executive Thinking. She is the author of the Outstanding Executive Field Guides, which is her new work that we've been talking about quite a lot on the show. She joins us from Paris, where she lives now. And as I said, she's our good friend. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Leslie, before we get into, I know we're going to talk about vision to action in a minute, but I wanted to talk about something that's kind of in the news right now, and because you always give us a great report on how things are going in Europe. One of the big pieces of news right now in Europe is that Germany and France, and the leadership of Germany and France and England, Great Britain, have declared that multiculturalism has failed in Europe. Now, America has its share of multiculturalism, and the way I understand it, the way I see it, is when we demur too much to the culture of the immigrant at the expense of, not that we shouldn't be respectful, but actually at the expense of the resident culture, the American culture, or the German or French or English culture. And that's the way I see that, and it seems that the Europeans have determined that this is not working.
Yes, and what you're describing is the way that it played out. And why it's difficult for us as Americans to really grasp what's going on over here in Europe with this issue with multiculturalism is because what we're used to in the United States is being an immigrant population, but with families who came over and who come over, and all they want is to be American. They want the American
experience. And we assimilated
them. Yes, absolutely. But that was also because those, and I'm a first-generation pure American, because my dad was actually born in Russia and came over, through Ellis Island, the whole experience.
Right.
And so I have a more immediate understanding of what the commitment of the immigrants was coming over and how important it was to first be an American and then to be whatever else you might be that came from your background. So you still respected that. In what's happened in Europe is, it's the opposite. It's part of it is because it has happened more recently, and it's been too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And as
we're talking 20, 25 years, right?
Yeah, we are.
That's pretty fast.
And it's very, very fast. And with part of it is the opening up of the European Union. No one was prepared, and this is particularly what happened in the UK, is that no one was prepared for what that was going to mean. Over here in France, Germany, also, you take a look at countries like the Netherlands, it's exactly the same thing. These were very homogenous, is that correct? Yeah, homogenous societies. They were very much the same. And what happened was when the immigrants came in, they came in keeping their own culture,
right,
as you described.
And to be honest, Leslie, the local cultures, it kind of suited them to do multiculturalism because they didn't really want the immigrants infiltrating their own little cultures. So they actually liked in the early days having separate but equal kind of things, didn't they?
Yes, but the problem was it was not equal.
Right.
It was separate.
Yeah.
And what happened was that these communities grew and became more defined in and of themselves and now are ubiquitous throughout society. You see people who are different every place. And they're not the tourists.
And it's creating
let's be honest.
A lot of the immigrants we're talking about are Muslim the Muslim community and many of them from North Africa and we're seeing this all over Europe. And these people have, and so right now, these countries, Germany, France, and England specifically, have declared multiculturalism as a failure. Leslie, in 30 or 40 seconds, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that it's going to continue to create a lot of problems legally, frankly. In France, we've already seen the beginnings of that with you know, certain types of veils being made illegal. This is now a legal issue that's being taken on by
Is this going to get ugly? Is this going to get ugly?
Yes. Yes. It has in the past. It will again.
Can it be resolved?
I don't know.
That's still unknowable,
honestly,
is it?
I don't know.
Very interesting. Very interesting, folks. Leslie's on the ground over there right now. An American with a in Paris, as the movie said, and she's giving us a good report there. Thanks, Leslie. She's going to stay with us. We got more to come. We're going to talk about after these messages. She's going to come back and talk to us about how to put your vision to action. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.